Okay, so thanks SMEAG members and observers for joining today's meeting. This is the second SMEAG meeting of this year, and we have a lot of topics to discuss today, particularly if you look at some of the agenda paper, for example, other topics that agenda paper, I think agenda paper 8 and also agenda paper 6, because there are a lot of topics needed to be discussed. So the staff actually ask you to provide written comments in advance. We really appreciate those SMEAG members provide very high quality comments for us, and then we will focus on those comments, those mixed comments. You know, we are going to discuss those comments in terms of limited time today. First of all, before start, I would like to introduce our new staff members of SME team. I think you have already noticed from the staff contact of all those agenda papers, there are several new staff members joined the SME team. First, I would like to introduce Michelle Fisher. Michelle Fisher is on the screen, I think. Yeah. Michelle Fisher rejoined the staff of IFI's foundation. Previously, I think you have known her very well because previously she was our SMEAG member, but now she joined the foundation. So today she attended the meeting as the member of the staff rather than as a SME SMEAG member. And then I would like to introduce Hazila. Yes, Hazila, and also Helen, and also Eastern. They all now working on the SME project. In addition, I also would like to introduce Tim. Tim actually is leading the post-implementation review of IFIs 10, 11, and 12. But he is really kind to offer the help for SME team to work on some of the project. Thank you for those new staff member to join. I think you have already know there are some staff changes since the last, you know, since the February SMEAG meeting. I would like to take this opportunity to thank all the staff member. The reason is why that because they prepare all the agenda papers within very short time period, particularly within, you know, the summer break, they still work on those papers and also to summarize the written comment later received from SMEAG members. Thank you for all of the staff members and the leadership of, you know, Monsieur Sensor. And in terms of today's meeting, I think there are two objectives. First is that we are going to discuss the feedback on the request for information on the remaining topic, which we have not got time to discuss at the February SMEAG meeting. And also, we are going to update the development since the February meeting, particularly, for example, update to you the outreach meeting we have had with the, you know, for example, preparers and users. Based on the feedback and the request from some SMEAG members as well as some board members. Second objective is that we are going to hear the recommendation as from the SMEAG members on some on various, you know, topics, and then the staff can build on your recommendation to develop proposals for a board to discuss and make decisions on those topics. And then we will develop our exposure draft based on the board's decision and your recommendations. Obviously, one thing I would like to remind you is that for the views you have been, you know, have been raised and discussed at the February SMEAG meetings, we do not expect we are going to discuss those views and points again in terms of limited time today. And so now we are going to go through all those agenda papers. I think the staff are going to introduce all those papers first, and provided all views of the feedback. And then SMIG members will be asked to respond to those questions on each topics. For those papers actually only provide background information for you, we still welcome any comments if you have. And particularly, I would like to mention that ISB board members, Tadu Bruce, are also with me in the boardroom today. And Taka participated today's meeting remotely, still in Australia, but I think it's late in night. Thank you for your support to participate in today's meeting. And in relation to today's meeting, there's another session. Actually, last session of today's meeting is about our recent issued exposure draft on subsidiaries without public accountability disclosure. One of staff members from the project, Carlo, will update the main point or main content of this exposure draft. And we think that it's a good opportunity to ask questions to SMIG members and to share, to listen your preliminary views and the points on this exposure draft, particularly because this project actually very closely related to our SME standards as well. So with that, I think we are going to start today's discussion and meeting. So first session, we are going to discuss agenda paper 2, 3, and 4.